This week, production began on 7 episodes of Twin Peaks, a new TV series directed, co-produced, and co-written by David Lynch. It's Lynch's first foray into television. Lynch is best known as the director of such disturbing and individualistic films as Blue Velvet, Elephant Man, and Eraserhead. For Twin Peaks, Lynch has teamed up with my guest, TV writer Mark Frost. They're partners in a production company. Frost was a writer and story editor on Hill Street Blues. I've seen a preview tape of the pilot for Twin Peaks, but I thought I'd let Mark Frost describe the series for us.
We've used the phrase, Peyton Place meets Blue Velvet. And for those people who are familiar with those two pieces, that gives them some kind of a vector on what we're doing. I usually, the more long-winded answer is, it's a portrait of a town, a fictional town in the Pacific Northwest, a kind of a snapshot of that town in the 24 hours following the discovery of the death of the most popular girl in school, the homecoming queen. And we meet over 25 people in the town, all of whom have some relationship to her, and many of whom have secrets that relate to her, and how all those things start to surface in the aftermath of this crime.
Now, in some ways, there are elements of the evening soaps on Twin Peaks, like Dallas or Dynasty, you know, because there's characters and secrets and complicated plots and intertwining characters. But the sensibility is just completely different. You're going for this really dark atmosphere for really offbeat characters. For instance, there's one woman who's kind of obsessed with hanging her curtains, and whenever we see her, she's kind of closing or unclosing the drapes.
Right.
And
right.
There's a police officer who always breaks down and cries at the scene of the crime. Mm-hmm. I mean, people with just unusual character traits.
Well, what we've tried to establish with each of them is a kind of hyper-realism that goes beyond sort of your basic narrative conventions. I mean, instead of the trustworthy deputy who's there and solid in every crisis, we see a guy who's a deputy in a small town who maybe isn't really emotionally equipped to deal with the occasional brutality that he's faced with in the execution of his job, and he breaks down. And I think the technique we're trying to employ is to engage you with things like that about a character and then gradually peel back the layers and show different sides to these people and complicate them as you get to know them further, so that no one is quite who they appear to be at face value.
Now, I have to ask you about the casting. Some of the people, I really understand why you use them and how they ended up in there, like Kyle MacLachlan, who was in Blue Velvet and plays the FBI special agent in this, and Jack Nance, who is the star of Eraserhead, is in this as
right.
well. But my real question is, how did you get both Richard Boehmer and Russ Tamblyn to be in this?
Well,
they were
still
both in the film version of West Side Story. One was
right.
Tony, one was Riff.
We're still looking for a scene where they can dance together.
Yeah.
We haven't found it yet. But it was actually a complete sort of coincidence. I mean, we had met with Richard first and thought he was really right for the role of Benjamin Horn, who's kind of the local tycoon. He owns the local hotel, the Great Northern Hotel. And we had come up with this character who's sort of the town psychiatrist, who is easily the most eccentric of the bunch. And Russ Tamblyn came in to meet with us, and he was just perfect. And then we thought, God, wouldn't it be great to have the two of them in the same show? And maybe, you know, somebody like Terry Gross will notice that they were both in West Side Story. So that's kind of how it turned out.
Peggy Lipton is on this. Is one of you a big Mod Squad fan?
I was, yeah.
Is that
yeah, I was
why
madly in love with Peggy when I was a kid.
Did you seek her out because of that?
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, when her picture came across, you know, our desk from the casting director, we both sort of sat a little more upright. And I said, yeah, I'd love to have Peggy in the show.
I know that David Lynch did Blue Velvet, which is set in a very similar small town. Lumberton is not unlike Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fascinated with small towns yourself and with all the things that lay beneath the surface of them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm fascinated with the things that lay beneath the surface, you know, wherever they are. I think the more important thematic thing that interests me is that idea of secret relationships and really secret identities, in a way, as things are slowly revealed.
I wonder if you think that the TV audience has a certain connection to the small town in the sense that they have secret identities and secret interests that aren't being fulfilled by a lot of TV?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know that there's a lot on television currently that people can truly identify with, or at least on network television. I mean, the shows have tended to become more and more sort of like other shows. I mean, and less like anything kind of resembling real life, I'm afraid.
This season seems to be particularly bad for that. I was talking to one TV writer about it, and he suggested that the networks are very scared now because of all the defection to cable, and it's ending up in even more formula shows than ever before. And I wonder how you feel about premiering in an atmosphere like that, if you're worried about it.
No, I'm quite the opposite. I think given all the comment that we've seen in print and over the airwaves about the current season and the general dissatisfaction with what's being offered, I think that it presents us with an opportunity to really give people something truly different in the context of the current season. And when we hit the air in February or March, we hope that people are even a little bit more fed up with what they've been seeing, and maybe they'll find this more to their liking.
You're going to be a mid-season replacement, which means when one show kicks the bucket, you fill the open hole. Does that mean that you're going to be, you know, like hoping that one of the shows does really badly and creates a space for you? Are you taking bets on which show it's going to be?
Well, we have our favorite time slots that we would covet. It's really, you know, completely out of your hands. The network has promised us that they'll kind of protect the show because they have a vested interest in seeing it succeed as well, and they would like to bring us in at a time slot that is working for them. Maybe a little later in the season when the pressures are not quite so great, and they can introduce the show as something that stands out a little bit.
How did you first team up with David Lynch?
We met 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, on a project about Marilyn Monroe. It was an adaptation of a book called Goddess by Anthony Summers that I wrote for United Artists, and David was attached as the director to that project. And we worked together on it for about 9 months and had a terrific time, and then decided to write a script together the following spring. It's a kind of an odd comedy called One Saliva Bubble that we did for the then Dino De Laurentiis company. And we were a few weeks away from production on that when the company went under, so it wasn't made, but we just have sort of hung in there, and Twin Peaks was the next thing that came up.
What do you mean came up? Did you originate the idea, or did someone bring it to you?
No, we originated it. We'd been kicking around the idea. We have a very persistent mutual agent by the name of Tony Krantz, who kept insisting that the two of us should try our hand at television, and I had, you know, done it before and had a great time doing it, but I'd sort of had my fill, and Tony said, I can create a situation for you where you can sort of control the show and do kind of what you want, and let's go in and have a meeting about it. So we had been kicking around this idea about a small town, and without really even knowing who the people in the town were or what the story was, we had our initial meeting with ABC, and the meeting went very well. They were, I think, mystified but intrigued by what we were talking about. And we came back a few months later after the writer's strike ended and sat down, and a week later we were writing the script.
So what are each of your specialties in the collaborative relationship?
Well, I guess the writing is very much the two of us. I mean, we're in the room when every word is written. At least we were in the pilot in the first two episodes. And I type, he doesn't, but that's really about the only distinction. I mean, it's every word kind of has to pass muster between the two of us. David, obviously, as a director, is, I think, brilliant. And his visual sense and his wonderful sense of working with actors is very advanced. And I think I bring a certain kind of production savvy to that part of it, that knowing how a television show works from the inside out and trying to make it you know, a very distinct and special show.
You dropped out of college when you were a junior to go write for television. How did you manage to do that?
Well, I had a the supreme good fortune of having gone to the same school as a fellow named Stephen Bochco, who was 10 years my senior and at that time was a story editor at Universal Television. And I had just wrote him out of the blue at the suggestion of the head of my department. This was Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And said I was coming out to visit L.A. for the summer. And could I, you know, stop in and see him and maybe talk about what it was like to do what Stephen was then doing. And 3 weeks later, I was writing for The $6 Million Man.
Let's get back to Twin Peaks a second. You don't know how much they've committed to. I mean, they've committed to a certain number, and you don't know if they'll renew after that. Is that it?
Right. It's really, you know, it depends on how it performs. But so, I have created a cliffhanger in episode 7 that if they don't bring us back for a season, I think ABC will be besieged by angry viewers. So let's hope so.
Mark Frost, he's a partner with David Lynch in the creation of the forthcoming TV series Twin Peaks. Frost is also writing the sequel to Good Morning Vietnam, Good Morning Chicago. This is Fresh Air.